Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. We're live from Restore in Gallatin for Habitat for Humanity. They're building playhouses. Playhouse Project is what it's called. Usually, you know, we were just talking to some people during the break from Habitat for Humanity. They're usually building houses. It's a, you know, a larger scale project, but building playhouses for kids. They will present these playhouses later today to kids here in Sumner County. So very, very cool to be a part of this. But unfortunately, reacting to the Predators season coming to an end, we say hello now to Max Hurst, pre- and post-game host for the Nashville Predators Radio Network. And Max, you felt the electricity Friday night. You know what it was like there. I was there. And, you know, it just kind of had that feeling that they were going to keep this thing going. And perhaps we'd be talking to you this morning about a Game 7 result. Unfortunately, that was not the case, and the season has come to an end.
Yeah. Morning, guys. Tough one to go out on for sure. Thought the Preds played pretty well and probably had what it took to win that game, especially from their goalie. And as everybody on this radio station has said over the last week, if you got it back to Game 7, it's pretty much a coin flip from there. Well, Game 6 was pretty much a coin flip too, and Preds lost the flip right in the last couple minutes. So, yeah, tough one to take. We really saw this Preds team potentially get into the second round, and who knows if that would have been overachieving. But the way they looked, it looked like at times they deserved to win that series. And, yeah, I think that they left us leaving a little more just from the series. I mean, we got greedy here with how good they looked at the end of the season, but I think we have every right to be.
Sure, and you know, you use that word overachieve, and I think sometimes people hear that and they, you know, they almost think it's a bad thing. But I look at it as it's a good thing. Andrew Burnett said multiple times, "Hey, we're not supposed to be here," and this team did a lot better than a lot of people thought that they would. I think that's just a building block that they have to move forward. Now, the question is, how does Barry Trotz want to proceed? Does he want to kind of stick to the plan of trying to get younger and maybe, you know, even though we added some serial winners and, you know, trying to fix the culture, does he want to try and get younger and maybe move on from Saros and give Askarov the keys to the car? Or does he think that this team is further along than he thought they were going to be and try and add and go for it? Now, that's the big question to me in the offseason.
Yeah, and they've already got 10 forwards under contract for next year. That's kind of where my focus goes in terms of who stays where. I think they would like Zach LaRue to make the team from the beginning next year as a prospect if he earns it. I think Joachim Kimmel maybe somewhere along the way. So they've got some decisions to make in terms of whether or not they bring on NHL free agents at that position, whether they shop any of the guys who are under contract, and what they think about some of the guys who they may want to keep. I mean, Jared Anderson Dolan's been here for 2 months. He played in one game, but they made it clear that they like him. Where does a guy like that sit going into next season to potentially get legitimate playing time? Did Jason Zucker earn another contract if both sides want him to stay? On D, you're pretty set. The big decision is whether or not you give any offers to Alex Carrier, who's a UFA. But if not, you still have a full D core. And then, like you said, Chase, goalie is the one that's going to be making headlines, and I imagine that decision, if there were or were not to be a trade, gets made around the draft, so you know what you're doing going into free agency. But I imagine we'll hear from Barry Trotz this week in an end-of-season press conference, and of course he'll be asked about it, and we'll see what he says. I don't think he'll shy away from giving at least some of his thoughts.
Yeah, and you mentioned that Zucker. I would talk to him about an extension. I think he fit really, really nicely with this team and with the culture and with everything that they're wanting to do. That was a really good trade deadline acquisition, and I would have no issues at all if they brought him back.
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of whether or not you think you've already got enough. It wouldn't be anything saying that he's not a fit, because I agree with you, and I thought so from the moment the Preds got him. But does that slow down the potential full-time NHL career of someone like Igor Afanasyev? And if so, maybe you don't bring someone in for what would be his age 33 season, and you give Igor or someone else his chance.
Talking to our good friend Max Hurst. Max, I'm the Pollyanna guy on the panel today. Tell me the best story out of this 2023-24 Nashville Predators team.
Oh, man. That's a good question. I was actually thinking about some of the funny moments we'd had on radio over the course of the year, because we try to have some fun stuff, and I'd like to think that we do as good a job of that as anybody in terms of finding the funny stories for the team, and a lot of folks in the media here did a great job with fun stuff this year. I think my favorite one may have been, I think it was in December, when Cole Smith got in a fight with Austin Watson playing for the Lightning, obviously former Pred. And I don't know how much this had been known publicly before that happened, but Cole Smith and Tommy Novak, along with Luke Evangelista for a little, rent Austin Watson's old house from him during the season here at Nashville. And I'd heard about it because last year a different player had lived there, but it wasn't someone who was kind of here the whole season. So I had heard that that's who was there this season. And, like, obviously it's a story if players are roommates, regardless of who they're renting from. Like, that's a cool story. Like, these guys are on a line together and they live together, whatever it is. But we had Phil Tomasino on in Barrel House after the game. And before we went on, I was like, does Cole Smith still live in Austin Watson's house? And he's like, yeah, I think he does. Like, that's kind of funny, right? So then we had him on Nashville Live the next week, and it was Novak and Smith, the roommates, together on the show. And I was like, all right, we're definitely talking about this. And apparently Novak said something about it before the game to Smith. He was just like, hey, what if you get in a fight with our landlord tonight? And Smith's exact quote, I'm going to try to remember what it was because it was, no pun intended, incredible wordsmithing by Cole. He said, well, if it happens, it happens, and it happened to happen.
Oh, that's
so
fantastic.
I just thought that whole thing was hilarious.
Who was one player, though, Max, that you were really just – you loved their success on the ice this year? Ooh, who probably a year ago, it's kind of like, eh, but just to you was like, man, this is great. Good guy, good kid, had a great season. I'm really happy for him.
Well, he's not a kid because he's – none of them are really kids. But I would say probably Kiefer Sherwood I really enjoyed watching this season. He played in the NHL – he's now played in the NHL each of the last six seasons, which, I mean, is incredible in its own right. But he was always, like, AHL top-line guy. He was a quadruple-A guy in a lot of ways. He scored a ton of goals in the AHL, but had never spent a full season in the NHL without going down. And he broke camp with the Preds last year, but ended up going back down in November and didn't come back up till, I think, March last season. And this year, he was on the team the whole way, played in almost every game, was on that incredible fourth line down the stretch. And he's another guy who's an unrestricted free agent this summer. And the Preds have already given contracts to everybody else in basically the same role as him. McCarron, Smith, Jankowski all got extensions during the season. So I think you'd think if they knew they wanted to keep Sherwood for sure, they probably would have given him an offer already. Or maybe he wants to go to free agency. Who knows? But I think that would be my answer this year, just because you could tell how much it meant to him to spend the entire season in the NHL and how intense he gets and how much every moment means to him. Like, he is authentic, live and die with it. Like the way you phrased that question, Joe, led me right to him because of how special you could tell what he achieved was for him.
Well, you know, that's good. Sorry, Chase. You know, when you cover, and, you know, I got accused of this when I was in TV. When you cover a team the whole year, they're guys that you fall in love with. I mean, you want to see them success. You want to just everything about those. And so I just know you've been with this team, kind of embedded with the team, and there's stories that aren't on page one, per se, that you see every day that are really important. And that's a great story about him.
Yeah, I agree. Like you and Logan Ryan, right? That was your guy?
Oh, man.
That's a good one.
I'd love to go to Logan Ryan roast. They'd kick me out after the first joke.
Well, yeah, what streaming service is that on, Joe?
That's going to be on Tubi.
The Unathletic. You can find it on The Unathletic.
They're pivoting to video. That's great.
Yes. Max, appreciate it as always. Great job, and year number two for you doing this, and I look forward to big things from you as well. But we'll obviously be catching up with you throughout the offseason, because I have a feeling Barry Trotz and company are going to be a little busy.
Yeah, anytime, guys. Whatever you need, I'm here. I'll come hang.
Yeah, for sure. He is Max Hurst joining us, the Nashville Predators Radio Network, and appreciate him. And it's onward and upward. On to the next thing.
That's
now
it,
with the Predators. And I think that they'll look at that. Look at this as a building block. That's the best way that I can describe it.